So does this count as taking out the trash, one of my chores, because it's Trash Talking Tuesday?
Well, it depends. Is the trash still sitting in the house in the trash can?
Some of it is.
Then this does not count.
But there's no room in the can either. Because they missed us.
Really? I hate when that happens.
Yeah, one of our neighbors decided he was going to have a chit-chat with the garbage folks in the middle of the road. And I should have said something to get them moving along. But
they got distracted.
I'm too nice. Yeah, and they were distracted. And they just...
missed you. Totally.
Yes, yes.
Then I... Well, let me ask you this. Is this the neighbor that we...
No.
It's not the bad one?
No, he's nice. Because okay.
Nice. It was the bad good neighbor, people. I would say, take your trash and put in their trash can.
I still was ready to take my can over there and throw it across his lawn and say, don't distract people. They're doing a job when they're at my house.
Yeah.
If you want to distract them... do it when they're at your house.
I like that.
But, no, yeah. I went in. I was not in a good frame of mind.
Trashy mood.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to it.
Yeah.
It is 6:09 time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is also a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. They can take the trash out.
Oh, yeah.
And we also have the World Equestrian Center Ocala Food and Wine Festival this weekend.
Fancy.
Huge. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got tickets for the Saturday event. And just because I'm awesome, I'm going to go ahead and give you the key word already. That's right.
Awesome and yet so humble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't have everything. Fall. F-A-L-L. You got it? Text FALL to 20357. You'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Grand Tasting.
Yes.
Saturday at the World Equestrian Center. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Make sure the kids are buckled in.
Mm-hmm.
Look both ways before crossing.
Wow, you're covering the gamut.
I'm trying to. You never know when there's a hot mic.
That's true.
Did you hear about this?
I did. I know where you're going.
So there's a hot mic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were looking for a hot dude named Mike. But Mrs. Obama wasn't around. Anyway, Kamala Harris caught on a hot mic with Gretchen Whitmer. Ooh, man, can you imagine those two in tandem back in the day? Nasty. Admitting that her campaign needs help appealing to male voters.
Yes.
Yeah. Baloney. All things totally, unbelievably staged. It couldn't be more staged. If you staged it.
I mean, they're in frame on a camera.
They're in a bar.
Yeah.
There's
two
cameras on them. They actually have microphones on their garments.
And then she turns and looks up and goes, oh, look at those microphones up there.
Yeah, boom mic, which she was already on microphone anyway.
Yeah.
Harris was sitting at a bar with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Hey, it's fine. It's nice that the governor opened up the bars now. It's only been like 5 years since COVID. They were in Kalamazoo when she seemed to have forgotten they were surrounded by microphones and cameras. Mm-hmm. We need to move ground among men, Harris appeared to tell Whitmer over beers at the track House Bar and Grill. The Democratic nominee then looks up and realizes that they're being recorded by cameras and microphones.
Wow.
Oh, we have microphones in here listening to everything. I didn't realize that, Harris said as she turns around while pointing around the room. Mm-hmm. So now you'll tell us. You'll bleep my F words, Whitmer jokes.
Yeah, right.
We just told all the family secrets. Shoot. Mm. So to speak, Harris says, laughing.
Cackling.
Many on social media theorized that the hot mic moment was staged as a corny joke. Whoa. Considering the governor and vice president were both wearing mics clipped onto their clothing, surrounded by boom mics, cameras, and reporters for a photo op.
Kamala loves the skits and the fake stuff, the fake, you know, phone calls on BET, FaceTime. She loves all that fake stuff.
Yeah,
and
she does.
People look at it and go, okay, that was kind of corny.
Well, that's the one thing that she can do, she thinks she can do well, is follow a script. But she couldn't pull it off. It appeared to be fake and a setup, and it was. All right? Now, I don't know if this is a fake story or not.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because, the ridiculous stuff has been coming out of the left for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know yet.
Okay.
corroboration here. Tim Walz, accused of pushing Chinese Communist Party official's daughter to brink of suicide during storm-tossed love affair in the 1980s. He made me feel cheap.
This is the one I...
You think it's a fake story?
This is the one I didn't give you on purpose.
Oh, this is... Well, this is the New York Post. Yeah. Josh Christensen reporting.
Yes. It's like the one that came out about the boy in school. That turns out to be not real. They found the real person, not the one who did the video. Mm. So this kind of stuff, it's kind of like the pizza shop and Hillary back in the day. It's like, no.
Well, let me give you a story. And
you're trying too hard.
People can decide, okay. And then we'll go from there.
You decide. Yeah.
VP nominee Tim Walz had a love affair with the daughter of a Chinese Communist Party official during his teaching stint in China that was so stormy it drove her to the brink of suicide. Jenna Wang, 59, told the Post in a phone interview on Monday that she had fallen head over heels for the now Minnesota governor when he was a young high school English instructor in Guangdong province in China. I was deeply insulted, hurt, and I had to leave the place because many people knew that we had a relationship, Wang explained, saying that Walz was had implied that he intended to marry her.
Oh.
That included sending Wang letters after returning to the U.S. over the following summer and even asking for a passport-sized photo of her to be sent back to Denver. She said, implying that Walz was going to help her obtain a visa. Hmm. His lack of character as a man, a responsible person who had worked in education or the military, she added. I thought he also loved me. I loved him. Oh, this is a love story gone bad. The Daily Mail out of the UK first reported on the allegations by Wang, who said she fled China for Italy only a few years after her ill-fated romance with Walz. According to an open letter, Wang also authored seeking to warn the American electorate about Walz. The two were like husband and wife at first, sharing tea and holding hands privately out of the watchful eye of her father, Bin Huai, a labor union leader in her hometown. Huai would have been upset to have seen his daughter falling for a Westerner. Ooh. Walz, now 60, arrived in China through the nonprofit World Teach, and the two connected while Wang taught at a nearby middle school. The young lovers enjoyed karaoke together, and Walz showered Wang with gifts, including gold jewelry and high-waisted blue jeans. But then,
yes,
he became the type of man against whom a mother warns her daughter not to get involved.
Oh. The plot thickens.
Yes.
As does the...
I mean, this is a real person. For the rest of the story, it seems like it's mostly based on her word.
Yeah, could be real. You never know.
Could be. But here's what you need to know.
Yeah.
Border, economy,
yes.
Safe neighborhoods, respect from our enemies, Donald J. Trump. That one's easy. That's not fake news. That's real. It's a Trash Talkin' Tuesday brought to you by Florence Recycling, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Right on. Let's make it awesome. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check, that's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories. Democrats are disturbed and desperate. And all you have to do is go to any story featuring any Democrat, pretty much. And they're on this fascist, crazy language, calling Trump Hitler, absurdity. It really is crazy. They have literally, I think they've gone nuts. Shannon Sharp, the retired football player, was a great football player. He was interviewing Kamala. And she said that Trump is going to dismantle the Constitution and attack the First and Second Amendments.
Wow.
I mean, it can't get any closer to what Karl Marx told them to do. Claim that your enemy is going to do what you're going to do. It's very, very obvious. I mean, and how ridiculous is that? I mean, that would be so easy to go, oh, wait, hold on a second. Trump's going to Trump's going after the First and Second Amendment. Seems like the left is doing a little bit more with the censorship and trying to shout down and stop conservative voices in the Second Amendment. That's all you talk about is gun bans.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, all shame is gone. All bets are off.
Yeah.
Just making it up out of whole cloth, and not just making it up, but making it what they're going to do. And it's just the opposite of what a Donald Trump presidency would be like. More on that coming up in just a couple of minutes, all right? Whew, what else do we have going on? How about those Dodgers?
Look at that.
I really thought, and I haven't been, I kind of dropped out of the baseball thing for a while. Then all of a sudden, the Tigers came out of nowhere. I'm like, okay, give me something to root for.
He's wearing Tiger shirts every day.
Yeah, they did okay for a little bit. So then, you know, I kind of paid attention a little bit. And I noticed that both the Dodgers and the Yankees, man, they've got some top talent. And I thought, the Yankees might have an edge, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't appear so. I mean, the Dodgers are up 3-0. The Dodgers won last night 4-2. On game three, so game four is tonight in New York. Doesn't look good for the Yanks. 3-0 comebacks. You have to go pretty far back for that. I remember my Tigers. In fact, they were down 3-1 to your St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
Big Bob Gibson throwing down for the Cards, and the Tigers pulled it off and end up winning the series 4-3. But that doesn't happen very often.
No, it does not.
And especially when you're 3-0. To win four straight, that is tough. So anyway, at least it is a nice diversion from the fact that we're 1 week, 1 week away, this time 7 days from right now.
Can we stand
We'll this? Be talking about the polls opening up in like 30 minutes, and yeah, people are going to get excited, and we're going to be hopeful, and we'll go to bed knowing that Trump won. And then we'll wake up in the morning.
Wait, we may not know for days who won, remember?
We'll go to bed one of those nights in the next month.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man.
That is far more likely that it'll be at least a couple days. But I'm hopeful. I really feel I don't want to get too positive. You know what I mean?
The higher you go,
the more confident you get, the more you feel good about it. Man. The more that Band-Aid's going to hurt should it get pulled off. I just, And man, as much as we feel this way about Trump, the left is like, they feel the same way, like he, you know, but in the opposite direction.
Sure.
And I wonder how many of them really think, like, that he's really a fascist or he's, going to be the next Hitler.
Uh-huh.
He's going to do all the crazy things they said he's going to do. I mean, I know he's not going to do that, but
right.
That doesn't change how they feel. Well, of course you think that, and they probably bring something up, and I'd be like, that's crazy. And they'd be like, no, it's real.
I saw it on TV.
Well, again, that's why I just get down to some basic, important fundamentals, and these are issues that people care about. They want a decent economy.
Right.
They want safe neighborhoods. That means pro-law and order. That means you don't vote for somebody who says defund the police.
No matter
what kind of flip-flopping they do later on.
Yeah.
You know, energy costs, you got to bring them down. We were self-sufficient under Trump. Kamala's trying to flop and go, no, did I say ban fracking? No, I meant more fracking. It's just ridiculous. But here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Economy, safe neighborhoods. Respect from our enemies.
Yeah.
Right now, we're not getting any respect.
What a difference a few years makes, doesn't
it? Yes. But the number one thing that is so easy, it's such a no-brainer, it's the border. You cannot possibly defend the idea of an open border, and it did not happen accidentally, and it would not be remedied with another bipartisan baloney bill. It would be remedied by executive action, which is exactly what Trump put in place successfully. And all Kamala and Joe had to do was leave it alone. But no, they wanted the open borders. They wanted to create chaos. They want to create chaos in the election. They want illegals to vote. And they don't care. Look, if they cared about voting laws, but they don't care about border laws,
No,
they're about winning regardless of what the law says. That you already know, right? And then a little closer to home, out of 41 folks that were 45 were busted for looting after the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
41 of them were illegal.
I would act shocked, but I'm really not.
No. But details on that, because that's in Pinellas County, details on that coming up right here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you download your podcast. Just click subscribe and you're in. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning, my friends, and happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:38. I'm Bob Rose. He's Greg Cassidy.
Yep.
And he speaketh.
Yes.
What's going on?
Just hanging out. Got up early. Thought I'd come in.
Another day in paradise?
Absolutely.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I went to the gym yesterday. Give me some brownie points. Thank you. Yeah, and then I ate like 5 Snickers bars later after dinner.
Mm-hmm. I went to the gym yesterday.
Yeah?
Did not probably stay as long as you did, but...
No, I didn't stay that long.
I didn't realize. I just hadn't thought about it. I'd worn a Sky shirt yesterday to work.
Uh-huh. Wait, not to... In Gainesville?
Yeah.
Ooh,
I went to the gym in Gainesville.
Tough guy, eh?
Yeah, I'll show you. I'll wear my Sky shirt in the heart of Gainesville. And a guy, a couple of machines over and across from me, looks over and he goes, and he kind of points to his chest, kind of where my logo would be.
Yeah, and he says, dead man walking.
he goes, is that you? I'm like, oh, yeah. He goes, are you one of the guys? I'm like,
one of the
guys. Yeah, meaning me. Are you?
Not one of the gals.
No, that's good.
That's a compliment
right there.
But
it was Gainesville, so you never know. anyway, it was great to meet somebody who actually hangs out there, likes the show.
Wow.
Although I know there's a bunch of them that actually are
man.
There. They just don't see things out loud too much.
We're very, very blessed to have the following, the listeners that we have. The most awesome people
absolutely
on the planet, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for your continued support. We really do appreciate it. And as a thanks, I'm going to give you a chance to win tickets to the spectacular Ocala Food and Wine Festival at the World Equestrian Center. It's going on all weekend, but these particular tickets are for the Grand Tasting Saturday. And it's going to be a great tasting event. Just text the word FALL. F-A-L-L, fall, to 20357 for your chance to win those tickets. Date and message rates apply. Please don't text and drive. And you're going to sample beer, wine, spirits, cuisine, catch a celebrity chef demonstrations, and junior chef mystery basket competition. So this will be on the main stage. There'll be seminars going on. It's the whole gamut. But
there you go.
All around it is the smell of fantastic food and premium wines and other adult beverages as well. So good luck winning the tickets. If you don't, like I said, goes on all weekend. World Equestrian Center, they don't do anything halfway. They do it all the way. Looting. Yeah. We don't like that.
No.
And looting in Florida, I got to say, it takes a certain amount of courage because Florida, I mean, you know, under Rick Scott and then, you know, now Ron DeSantis, I mean, we've got great law enforcement and they take these kinds of things seriously because they want to keep the people safe.
Zero tolerance, the sheriffs, I mean, they're all on it. Yeah.
More than 40 illegal aliens were arrested for looting related crimes in Pinellas County that was hit really hard by Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. I mean, they still have stuff piled up near the shores, Treasure Island. One of them that just like a mountain of, you know, pieces of houses and every other associated type thing. And so from October 2nd through October 23rd, the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office announced that they've arrested a total of 45 individuals on 68 charges, including armed robbery, burglary, loitering, prowling, grand theft, vandalism, and trespassing. And of the 45 they arrested, 41 are illegals. Mexico, Cuba, Colombia, Honduras, Venezuela. I'm glad to see the whole world can get along
as
they're breaking the law.
Absolutely. Just come to Florida and, you know, Do a little looting.
In addition to the arrest, the sheriff said deputies encountered almost 200 other individuals who were in Pinellas County immediately after the hurricanes who did not belong in the area. He said the individuals were not arrested because deputies did not have probable cause. Of the roughly 200 individuals, 141 were illegal aliens, mostly from Central and South America. As part of the operation, 58 individuals were arrested for unlicensed contracting involving 80 charges where suspects preyed on hurricane victims needing property repairs.
Wow.
The arrest of illegal aliens for looting comes as 8 migrants were arrested in Washington County, Tennessee, on looting charges. Those migrants were in the United States on temporary work visas. So, once again, it goes back to, would you like a secure border or not? There's only one way to vote on that. Do you want a good economy or not?
But we had a bipartisan bill that would have helped Ukraine.
Yeah, the bipartisan bill would have helped Ukraine, and it still would have had about 5,000 folks coming across the border and would have get pathway to citizenship. Look, a lot of these people aren't vetted. That's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that all of them are bad, but it's not a good idea to let 8 to 12, 20 million, whatever it is, people into our nation all in a short period of time, 3.5 years. It's not a healthy thing to do. And we haven't even felt the real true repercussions. We haven't felt the financial burdens. They just keep, you know, printing money and, you know, adding it to the debt.
Well, you're not a bad guy. You're not a criminal. But does that mean that you could just walk into Kamala Harris's house and decide to live there?
I wouldn't think so, because she's got a Glock and she'll use it.
Oh, yeah, she did say that, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Kamala, she is to unveil what they call the closing argument.
Oh, brother.
Yep, and Trump to campaign in Pennsylvania. I'll give you the latest.
Can we keep her veiled, you know, just saying?
Can we what?
Keep her. You said she was going to unveil something. I just assumed keep her veiled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, okay. Just asking.
All right.
Disregard?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Just asking.
You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Good morning and welcome. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:51, 9 minutes till 7 o'clock. One of your top stories, I mean, it is the stories. Democrats are disturbed and desperate. It's very obvious. Her and Whitmer, Kamala and Whitmer, were in a bar up in Michigan, and they pretended like they had like a hot mic moment. They didn't say anything. Said, we need to make up ground with, you know, males.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look. Oh, my gosh. We got to remember there's microphones around and stuff. It was so staged, utterly.
It was. Like pathetic. You can't see people with boom microphones hanging over your head, really?
Then Kamala was on doing an interview with retired football player Shannon Sharp and started talking about Trump's going to destroy the Constitution, starting with the First and Second Amendment. I was like, what? I mean, I get it that you're going to make up lies, you're going to call him a fascist, you're going to do whatever you can do, you're desperate, but I mean, you go after the things that are very clearly Trump is much, much more supportive than anybody on your side, Kamala. The First and Second Amendment, really? That is just, wow.
The guy who got banned from Twitter all those years ago. And
I mean, maybe it's almost like a Freudian slip, because she's the one that talks about banning guns all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The left are the ones that want to censor anything is conservative, really anything that deviates from the party line or, in the case of all the COVID stuff, the official government response.
Well, yeah, John Kerry and Hillary both wanting you, if you basically got banned on one platform, that you couldn't be on any of them. It's like mass banning.
John Kerry said it's hard to keep a democracy going when you have free speech. He said that.
Yes.
He said that, and it wasn't that long ago. It was a couple months ago, maybe. And so you put all this together, and you go, "What? How does she come up with this idea?" And the only thing I can think of is she knows that, you know, the diehard lefties, the Marxists, they're all going to vote for her, and that now she's reaching out to the undecided, which, you know, if you're still undecided at this point, maybe you're not all that bright, and maybe there's something stupid she can say, and you'd go, oh, well, that's good, at least commas for the First and Second Amendment, but that fascist Trump, he's not. I mean, I guess that's the thought. I don't know. But here's another, like, weird, awkward moment with Kamala. She was holding a rally in Michigan on Monday, and when the crowd was kind of stunned in silence after her apparent attempt at a joke in which she told the crowd, cheering her name, they're cheering her name.
Okay.
Shout your own name. Well, what?
What does that mean? Like, rah-rah for you too kind of thing?
I don't know. She said, we are all here because we are fighting for a democracy and for the right of the people to be heard and seen. Really?
Okay.
Harris told the energetic crowd in Ann Arbor, we're not about the enemy within. We know we are all in this together. That's what we are fighting for. Well, yeah, it's not the enemy within. You're the enemy within.
Yeah.
So you don't consider yourself the enemy.
Right.
You are the enemy. The crowd then erupted in applause and chants of Kamala, Kamala. And she says, now I want each of you to shout your own name. Do that. She instructed the audience. The crowd appeared confused and went almost silent as Harris laughed at the awkward moment. Cackle, cackle. It's about all of us, she explained before continuing her speech. In other words, so now shout your own name
instead of just hers. Yeah.
Wow. She just does. She doesn't have anything. She has nothing. Nothing to offer whatsoever. Wow. That's crazy frightening. All right.
Yeah. Awkward is a good word for her a lot of times. Just awkward.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Tim Walz, too. They're awkward, Bob. They're just awkward.
They are. And that's being very kind.
Yes.
Whoopi Goldberg opening her trap. Trump doesn't care if you live or die.
Really? Okay.
She said that basically to her co-host Monday on The View. And MSNBC host Mika Brzezinski. Is that
her?
Yeah,
she was there.
Yeah.
She was being all dramatic, like the world is ending or something.
She said, last Friday, I put on Morning Joe a video clip of a woman from Florida who had to give birth to a baby who was blue and then suffered and died after 94 minutes. She was forced to bring that pregnancy to term. I have on my Know Your Value Instagram a husband who had to somehow carry his wife who had passed out on the bathroom floor, covered in blood, surrounded in a pool of blood, get the toddler to the car as well, and get her to the hospital and beg for care. So I think this matters to women and men. You think it's all of us? Yeah. These are examples of Trump's America already for women.
Yeah.
Dazed and confused. And once again, I'm being kind.
Mm-hmm.
We've got plenty more to talk about on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Hang on.